Welcome back to the Binge Buzz. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, alongside the man himself, Coach Binge. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, thanks.
So let's get right into it. Waste no time. Obviously, on Tuesday night, you guys have the massive win against Plainfield. Just give me your thoughts on that game and your 62-50 win versus them.
Well, I thought we played hard. We played well. I thought we did the same thing against Brownsburg, and you know they continued over and even did a better job. I mean, we made some turnovers, but we did the best we could where we are in the season at this point and hit a couple shots, and you know we're able to persevere and come out with a victory. So that was very encouraging.
And I feel like a big factor in that win versus Plainfield is you were hitting a lot of your shots. You guys were 40% from deep that game. You guys were overall 50% from the field that game. How much did that help being able to utilize your shot selection and be able to obviously hit your shots?
Well, it means everything for us. I mean, it really does. I mean, it's the only game that we scored over 40 points, I think, this year. I don't know, Brownsburg, we might have had like 43 or something.
Yeah.
It's huge because shot goes in, then you're able to set up your defense a little better, allows you to do some other things. So, yes, I mean, hitting those shots were big for us. And if we can do that, we can play with anybody in the state.
100%. And another person, I want to talk about two people here, the first one being the freshman in Tatum Skibinski. She's had a great couple of games, starting with Brownsburg, and then Tuesday against Plainfield. She had a great game, 70% from the field, 17 points, 3 of 4 from 3. How much of a role has she had in the last couple of weeks and just stepping up huge as, obviously she's gotten the start in the last couple of games as well. So just how much has she stepped up when it comes to the games?
Well, Tatum is a good athlete, and, you know, she knows the game a little bit, And for any of us, we just need someone to hit shots. And against Plainfield, she hit three or four three-pointers, and that was huge. Her field goal percentage is decent. I think she's leading the team in field goal percentage at this point in time. So the contribution she's given out, and she's also a very good defensive player. So we just need to have her keep progressing and everybody else. And like, you know, I think I said it over and over again, if we have the right attitudes and the right mindset and that we keep progressing, we can compete with anybody.
Let's talk about momentum real quick, and specifically with one player, but especially with this whole team, and we'll get into the Warren game in a little bit. But let's talk about the momentum that Alea Sulter has been able to build over the last couple of games. A monster game against Brownsburg, specifically a monster first half. Then on Tuesday, Alea picks up right where she left off, 50% from the field, 19 points. How important is it to keep your momentum going throughout games as a player and obviously as a team overall? And also, how can you as a coach try to build that momentum the best you can?
Right. I mean, Alea is just... wow. I mean, she played very well in both those games, extremely well. And if she stays within herself and feels good about herself, and she's as good a basketball player as there is around. So she just needs to keep that, keep believing in the process. And her playing well in those games, and, you know, as an emotional leader also, her contributions are huge.
And one more question here before we switch over, before we switch gears to the Warren game. Well, I do want to ask you about Shania Curry. Obviously, great player, but she does have a tendency to get in foul trouble. On Tuesday, the fouls kind of snuck up on her. She really was foulless, I think, for a while there, and just started racking them up. How can you tell her to, and how can you teach her to be aggressive and stay aggressive, but also kind of time up and notice when you're being too aggressive and it's going to result in another foul, maybe your fourth or your fifth to foul out? So how can you preach being aggressive to her without being too aggressive to foul out?
Well, I mean, the thing is there has to be a certain amount of contact in the post area. And she just needs to be wiser about what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you pick up one or two, bad calls or stupid, silly fouls, either one, then it puts you behind. And it's probably a good segue into what happened Saturday. I mean, Saturday she hardly got a play because she was in foul trouble most of the game.
There
has to be conversation today, and I think she knows. I think one time she put her hands behind her back so she wouldn't reach, and you know that didn't do it because she bodied the girl and ended up getting a foul anyway. So we just need to have the conversation. You can't not pick up the silly fouls, especially early in the game, because we need her. We need her rebounding. We need her scoring. We need her presence, her experience on the floor.
Yeah, 100%. And also not to mention the fact that every ref calls every play differently, too. Some refs are going to allow that a lot of contact, and some refs don't like touching at all. I mean, you know, going for the ball, they think you tap the wrist or something. So every ref calls it differently, and I can understand there. But, yeah, switching gears, obviously, to the Warren Central game now. You guys kind of went back to how you were in the first couple of games of the season, not shooting that well. 25% from the field, 21% from three, and your 44-33 loss. What do you think happened on Saturday?
Well, I could come up with, you know, some guesses. We didn't play hard. We didn't play well. I don't know because we won.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You know, we talked about it, how to not get over cocky when you start winning games.
And you can't get cocky because you won one game. Yeah. I mean, it's just plain simple. Your goal has to be to keep improving and keep getting better. So I'm going to assume it wasn't that. It was other factors, maybe. I mean, like we talked about one, Shania getting in foul trouble right away. I think we got ahead 5-0 at the beginning. And then after that, you know, we didn't reverse the ball. We went back to taking a lot of three-pointers without movement. When you don't have movement and you're taking those three-pointers, if you don't hit them, you're not in rebound position. And then we didn't rebound their shots. Well, they missed some shots. And if you look at what Warren did, they hit, I think, three or four 30-foot three-pointers, just really tough three-pointers, and then the rest of their points came off offensive rebounds or our fouls. So, you know, when we got behind, and then we have to pressure anymore, and the officials called it close and called even more fouls on us. And a lot of the fouls, we were just reaching. We're out of position, and we didn't get the kind of positioning on defense that we need to. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but I would certainly hope it wouldn't be because we got cocky, but we did not play well at all, and obviously you got to give Warren credit for beating us.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about that. Got to hit your shots. That was obviously kind of the recipe to disaster in the first couple of games. You guys just couldn't really utilize your shots. The Brownsburg game came, you guys hit your shots. Obviously, Plainfield, you guys were knocking them down. But let's also talk about how, you know, the Warren game, the Plainfield game, how kind of relieving was that to you, if it was at all, to kind of be like, okay, we got our first win? And how relieving do you think that might have been to some of your players who haven't been in this situation before? Obviously, you know, Shania and those type of girls, they were in this situation last year, right? You guys started 0-4, and obviously you guys got that first win. You guys ended up finishing 500. So how relieving do you think that was to the players and kind of yourself to be like, oh, we finally got a win. Can we keep the ball momentum going? And, you know, we're not going to start 0-4 again.
Right. And so, you know, you feel as a coach, you know, that they can see, because they were doing some right things to get to that point. We were doing some good things in practice and working hard and paying attention and that kind of thing. And so, and I was disappointed in Brownsburg because we did things right and didn't come out with a win. Then you would come out with a win, you think, okay, now they understand their work is paying off and they're just going to keep going. But it didn't. And so we got to get back to it, and because it still can be a really good season if we do.
100%. Now, we've talked about these two games here against Plainfield and Warren. You split those 1-1, get your first win on the season. Let's divert our attention to your opponents tomorrow night in Attucks. Obviously, no game. Next game you play, we'll have another binge buzz in between that, so we won't talk about that game right now. But we'll talk about this Attucks game real quick. A lot of similarities between you two. I'll get into the stats in a minute. But looking at this game against Addicts, what have you noticed that are similar between you two, and how can you utilize that to your advantage?
Well, Addicts has some good physical ability, and they have a player that's a major D1 player on their team. So, they do a lot of good things. They're inconsistent, sort of like we're inconsistent right now. So, we've got to look at it as it's a quality opponent that we need to play well, especially show that improvement where we were and get back to where we were when we played the previous week against Brownsburg and Plainfield.
Yeah, and the reason I say that these similarities against that there is similarities against Addicts is because if we look at the shooting for both of you on the season, I mean, your guys' percentages are almost identical. Addicts 31% from the field, Ben Davis 30. Addicts from beyond the arc, they have 23% 3-point percentage from the field. You guys, 20% from the three. So a lot of similarities between you two. So how can, obviously we talked about it. We talked about it with Coach Green in one of the coach interviews this week. Maybe it's Brownsburg, Plainfield, that you guys have one of the toughest schedules. I think Coach Green said that it's not a bad, is when you guys were 0-3 before that game against Plainfield. It's not a bad 0-3. You know, you've faced some of the hardest teams in the state and mm-hmm. some of the hardest teams in your class and whatnot. How can now you kind of calm down a little bit, kind of going into, I mean, not the easiest because no team in the state is easy to play, but calming down a little bit with this schedule when you face a team like Addicts, compared to a Plainfield or a Brownsburg who are kind of on your similar level?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know if you No, the Sagarin ratings came out this week and didn't include our game against Warren, but we're a 1-3 team and ranked 17th in the state. So according to the Sagarin ratings, I'm sure once we got beat by Warren, that'll go down. But
yeah.
But it just shows you, I think it ranks the schedules, and we had the number 2 toughest schedule in the state. So, I mean, you're right about that. But we're at a point that we can't worry about how good our opponents are, we got to worry about how good we're getting. Mm-hmm. And so we need to keep delving into that. And, you know, it's not like Addicts is not a bad, I mean, they've got some very, very good players. So it will present a good challenge for us and a challenge that we need going on the road, playing a quality opponent, although not quite as good as some of the teams we've been playing. But we still have a lot of improving to do. Obviously, and I just want us to get there, because if you lose too much, you have a tendency to lose your confidence, and certainly I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and there's a big level of optimism that comes with that earlier in the season. Was that something that you looked at with your team, and is that something that you noticed maybe that the ladies looked at, or did you guys zone in so much on the harder start and were like, okay, if we can pick up these results here, we'll be okay with that? Or what was kind of the game plan? What was kind of the focus going into the first couple of games of the season?
Well, the first couple of games, I mean, we had so much evaluation due. I know we have enough that if everybody gets their talents to meld and that we play together and we have the right attitudes, we have a chance of doing some really good things. But I didn't know who it was going to be. I didn't know what players were going to step up. Sometimes you, as a coach, you see two best players, but when they're on the floor together, don't play well together. Sometimes you see someone that's not very good that melds very well, and their talents. Everybody has different types of talents. And so we had to find that out. And we're starting to get an understanding of what goes on. Now we just have to get better and have to have the right attitude and right work ethic.
Yeah, and I guess that goes back to, if we look earlier on, that you used a bit, like I think through the first 2 or 3 games, you used different starting lineups, incorporating different people here and there, and trying to figure out really what you wanted your perfect, but what you wanted to solidify as your rotation to be. Even in the last couple of minutes, she's just the only name I can think of right now, but I remember Mackenzie Martin earlier in the season starting, and now she's coming off as a bench piece. So how can you, final question here, how can you integrate into the mind of these ladies that if you're not starting, like, just because you're starting doesn't mean you're not going to play at all? How can you
Oh, exactly. And all you can
drill that down.
All you can do is tell them. And it really doesn't matter. If you play 16 minutes, you play 16 minutes whether you start or don't start.
Yeah.
And does that time come at the end of the game, beginning of the game, middle of the game? It's when you get in there, you got to enjoy it. It goes so quickly. You need to enjoy your experience playing and enjoy being on a team that gets along and plays well together. And that's the whole thing about high school athletics. If you do that and you give it your best, you're going to have a good experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%. And we can even use like an example here. Like, you cannot play the whole game and maybe it's a one-score game, but you might be the best defender on your team and they need you for that last possession, and you just jump in real quick to try to get your hands on that ball or whatever the case may be and play some great D. But with that being said, good luck tomorrow against Addicts Coach, and thank you for listening to another episode of The Bench Buzz, and good luck tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Where it began, I can't begin to know. But then I know it's growing strong.